My mother heard all kinds of terrible stories about, you know, stuff going on in the camps. And she had two daughters, and she, you know, she chose to, you know, take us as a family unit. But my father said, oh, my goodness sake. He never realized how hard it was, that, you know, that. But my father wouldn't go with the dogs, see? He wouldn't go anywhere near those people. Well, turned out to be, third year we were there, my brother, my kid brother, was, we didn't have any water, so we had to go to the pump to get the water. You know, it's like I went to Arizona one time, and they're telling us that these Indians have to walk 3 miles to get water. You know, well, it reminds me of my brother had a little red wagon, and he put water buckets in there, and he'd go to the place and get the water. Well, he was coming home from getting this water along with another little boy, and this drunken lady, she ran into them and killed them. And, but he didn't die immediately, but he was thrown 50 feet into the gully. And by the time we took him to the hospital, we knew he didn't have a chance. So his head was cracked from here to here. You know, he could see the skull. But my mother, being a strong Buddhist that she was, she knew he was going to die. But the ambulance that picked him was the ambulance that broke down every 5 minutes, you know. We said, we're going to sue the ambulance. And my mother said, no, he was meant to die, you know. So she, you know, that's her way of thinking, you know. And we were so upset and all like that. And on top of that, my mother had to get out of the ambulance, and they had all the tools underneath the seat, you know, on this ambulance, you know. And so, but no. He died that very night, you know. And the lady was an RCMP wife, and she was drunker than a skunk.
Is she persecuted?
No. It's only a Jap that died, you know. So, that, you know, that's the way it was. But, you know, we learned, you know, humility. We learned, you know. Learned just like survival, I guess you'd say, the survival of the fittest, you know? I mean, we just kind of said, oh, well, my mother was, you know, she kept saying, well, no, it's written that he was to die. And we kept going, why did he, you know? Well, of course, your head was cracked open all the way. He's not going to live, and even if he lived, you know? So this is, but so he died, you know, right. And my father, who was at the road camp, you know, we wired him to tell him. And my father came. And that's when he came for the first time and saw how we were living, you know. And he said, it's too bad that you should have been at the ghost town, you know. So... but then that's, you know, too late. I mean, we didn't condemn our mother, because there are some other good things about her.